What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? As we come to the close of the summer, I wish to speak a little bit regarding our religious education program. Over the past year, I've been contemplating our program's effectiveness. I have been discussing with Tammy, our director of religious ed, and we've been talking to a number of parents, just kind of looking at how does the program work, is it effective, and so forth. And we've come to the decision to change our approach. I look at the parishes that I've been involved with over the past 20 years, you know, as a priest, as a catechist, as a student, and now as a pastor, and I feel strongly that our approach needs to engage our families differently, that we have to depend on our Catholic faith in a different way. Giving someone the Catholic faith is a tricky business, right? We know this. It's not just a set of knowledge that needs to be mastered. It's not just a limit to our set of doctrines to be understood. Neither is it just simply a relationship that we claim. Catholicism isn't a set of practices. It's not a checklist of sacraments. Catholicism is a life that is lived. It includes knowledge and doctrines and practices and devotions and sacraments. It entails a relationship with God and with His church. It is lived in a community of real persons. Catholicism is a belief and acceptance of a way of living, which will help us live as happily and as richly as we can in our current life, and we hope that it will bring us to eternal life. How can we give all this to someone? How do we share this vision, this system of beliefs, and this life to be lived with our children and with our adolescents? How do we impress upon them the importance of living this life? Ultimately, we can't make anyone Catholic, nor do we want to. But we do want to propose this beautiful life to them and encourage them to explore it and understand it, and we hope that they will choose to live it. Now, I feel our attempts have been inadequate thus far. Not for lack of trying, not for lack of great materials and programs. There are more and better tools than ever before that can help us hand on our Catholic faith. However, many of our students, I would say probably about half, struggle to choose to be Catholic after they've been gone through our program and gotten confirmed. They aren't making that choice. Why are our young people leaving the Catholic Church? We have all the right stuff, right? We got great answers, we got the doctrines, we got the history, we're the one true church, we got all the good stuff, but yet some aren't interested in all of that. We have told them about Jesus, we've given them the sacraments, we've read them about the scriptures and told them about the saints, and we've prayed with them. What do they still lack? Perhaps we're asking the wrong questions. Or perhaps we're giving answers to questions that haven't been asked. What are the questions our children are asking? Well, there's questions that I like to ask at the end of their progress, at the end of the program of religious education. I like to ask, have you met Jesus? Do you want to follow him? How do we follow Jesus? Does Jesus tell us anything about how we are to follow him? I've had the opportunity to do interviews the last 3 years with students who are finishing their time in religious formation. And when I ask these questions, there are some students who have answers and who are very articulate in speaking about their experience and their knowledge of Jesus. That's great to see. I'm glad for that. There are also some students who, when asked these questions, are silent. Or perhaps they're not convinced. So I have a great concern for our young people. One thing that I think we can do better is to engage not only our kids or our students, but also our parents. I think parents need to be significantly involved in the process of religious formation. So the students who are coming, they must commit to this life, right? That's what we're calling them to do. And are their parents willing to take that step with them? Are they willing to walk with them and taking that strong role? You know, if we look at our students, the strongest students are those who have parents who are very active in handing on the faith, who are very much interested in handing on the faith, who talk to their students, talk to their kids about the faith. And in reality, our programs do very little for those who aren't already interested in living and exploring their faith. This interest and this desire for the faith is fostered in the home. So our religious formation classes are only a supplement. They are not a replacement of the parental formation that needs to happen. We can expect someone to become a strong Catholic if their Catholicism consists of merely being dropped off at religious ed classes once a week for 9 months of the year. Formation in the faith requires a life lived, requires the witness of others. Particularly, we need adults and parents who can talk to young people about what they are experiencing in their lives. Now, I know many of our parents feel inadequate. That's the reality, right? You yourself might feel like you don't have all the answers. And I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to make people feel bad. I don't intend to kick anyone out if they don't do the right things. What I'm saying is, if we want to form the next generation of Catholics to live their faith, we need to work together. I need parents to be part of the process. We need parents to be part of the process, and therefore I'm asking parents to come to religious ed on those Wednesday evenings where we can share this family model. We need to gather as a family, a parish family, and discuss and learn to be formed. This is something that we all need more of, especially as it becomes more and more countercultural to live as a faithful Catholic. So this is an invitation, really. It's an invitation to grow with your children. In some sense, we're expecting you to make a choice. Step up and make living for Christ an important part of your life and the life of your children. Realize that half-hearted measures often do more harm than good. Now, you might need to make some difficult choices about how you arrange your time. You might need to change your Wednesday evenings and how it's spent. We're not telling you what to do. We're just inviting you to do something we feel Christ is asking us to do. We want you to join us. Why do we do this? Well, I think because we want parents to be able to be empowered to engage their children in conversations about the faith. And these conversations will hopefully start in class and then continue on into the home throughout the rest of the week. Ultimately, living our Catholic faith requires a lifelong process of learning and studying the faith, not just those years as a child. Many people stop learning after confirmation. We want to encourage the continued formation of our adults and of our children together. In order to make this possible and reasonable for our families, we're providing a meal. So there'll be a meal at 5:15 to 6:15 roughly on Wednesday evenings. There'll be childcare from 6:15 to 7:30, and then our formation classes will be from 6:30 to 7:30. This will hopefully be a workable schedule to help people who are coming from work, who are kind of, you know, it can be tough to get a meal in and so forth. And yet it will also help our parents to come and be able to focus if they have to drop their kids off, and then if they have young kids, that they can get home in time to put them to bed. So it's a challenge to fit all these needs, I know, but we're going to try to make this work. And understand that this is going to be very different, right? It's going to have a very different feel. And so we're going to have to work things out. It's not always going to be easy or figured out. We might have to change some things throughout the course of the year, but hopefully we can make it work. Now, I realize many here don't have kids right now, or maybe you've never had kids. Why is this important for you? Well, handing on the faith is important for all of us. It's important for the whole church. And there are many ways that perhaps the Lord is inviting you to be a part of this. There are a number of ways that you might be able to be involved in this. You might help prepare the meals. Volunteer. You might help clean up or set up the meals. You can come for adoration. We're going to have adoration up here in the church during the time of class. So you can come and pray for the students and their parents. You could donate money to help cover the costs of the program. You might consider helping with childcare or another aspect of the evening. If you want to be a part of it, I know that there's a way that the Lord can invite you into it, and I'm sure that we can find something for you to do if you want to be involved. So talk to myself, talk to Tammy, our DRE. Help us hand on the faith to the next generation. And for those families who will be enrolling their kids for this year's program, classes begin again Wednesday, September 13th, and there will be sign-ups at the parish picnic and also on the first day of class. And for anyone who's interested and wants to know more about the program, we have a meeting after the 10:30 Mass next Sunday. So I encourage you to consider how Christ might be calling you to be part of our new religious ed program. If you have children, I ask you to make this commitment to come to class with them. Be proactive. Make sacrifices for something that is worth it. For what profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life?